Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the hosts. All the penis jokes, racial statements, and inappropriate comments should not be associated with our guests and sponsors. This show is for entertainment purposes only, and if you're easily offended, we suggest you stop listening now. But if you do, you will deprive yourself of the most amazing auditory orgasm ever. And who doesn't like a good auditory orgasm?
I am about to tell you something that'll change the face of history.
Coming to you live from the dirty stalls of the IBWIP studio and the airwaves of Silent Storm Radio, please welcome Amish BJ, Cold Beer Coley, and the podcasting god,
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and another fucked up episode of It Burns When I Pee.
We're not total dicks.
Follow that, bitch.
1, 2, 3, 4... When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Oh, corporate jerk, sure, get on my nerves. That ain't country to me.
Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee.
That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause
now it burns when I pee.
When no friend there had their sunny notes, if you ever saw it, you wouldn't say it close. All the other reindeers used to call him names. Then it went poor Rudolph, joined reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, wait your nose so bright, won't you grab my sign tonight? Then all the other reindeers love him. Let's shoot out. Let me walk the one nose reindeer. You go bounding his story.
Hey, I'm Heinrich from Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers, and you're listening to It Burns When I Shit.
Hey, that's on telephone.
Shit.
But my dog's still here and a horse to feed. I lost my job and I was beaten up. Because of that, I cannot pay. Left alone with only dirt in my hands. Man in suits took all my money again. But I've still got so many bills to pay. I gotta get out of here before more trouble comes my way. Fucking wife. And while I'm at it, I shoot her, you got to. Cause if you do something, do it right, isn't it true? But there's still a problem left, I got no money in the sack. But my gun's still smoking, so I shouldn't rob a bank. A word to blow, nothing more to say. I gotta get out of here before more trouble comes my way.
Pay attention, folks. Here is how you contact the show. We love your feedback, so get off your lazy asses and get a hold of us. You can email Blake at IBWIP.com, AmishBJ at IBWIP.com, and ColdBeer at IBWIP.com. That's my mom and dad. We also have a dial-in number that you can use to leave us a voicemail or call in during the live taping. Now program this into your phone. 1-203-429-4711. We look forward to hearing from you, and remember, boob pics are always welcome.
More booby pics! More booby pics! Ah, more booby pics! More booby pics!
Please enter your password. First saved message.
This is the mailman. I have your record. If you want it, you will call me back. 609-680-6014. Like I said, I have your record. Goodbye.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it, press 9.
Old Sleeper. You're listening to It Burns When I Pee.
Baby gonna make me bacon in the morning. Baby gonna make me taters on the side. Baby like to keep that sausage greasy. Baby fry the eggs up. Sunny side, I said, yeah. I got a good woman now, yeah. I said, yeah. Got a good woman now, yeah. Oh, baby like to dance to James Brown records. Baby like to shake it naked on the lawn. Baby like to shake it like Friday night. Roll it in the morning, say, get it on, I said, yeah.
Here we go. Hold on. I never do it before we start, so. All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 78 of It Burns When I Pee, the 2012 Album of the Year special. I am your host, the podcasting god. I am a Taliban now.
You can't grow facial hair, Blake. You'd get kicked out of the Muslim faith.
I would not last a day. And that voice you heard. Our good friend, the Bacon Man himself, Amish BJ. My friend, welcome to the show.
Hello, my friend. How the hell are you tonight?
I'm doing splendidly-ocious. We are in the midst of our last live show of the year. I've got a boner. I'm naked. I'm ready to rock this motherfucking joint.
Oh, Nelly.
But we cannot start the show without this beautiful fine lady. Oh. the one and only Cold Beer Coley, my dear, welcome.
Why, thank you for having me.
Thank you for honoring, what is it, not, a
Abadabba.
Abadabba could do. Well, folks, Merry Christmas to you all. First of all, folks that are over listening on Mixlr, hop on over to silentstormradio.com. Scroll down about halfway. There's a green highlighted area there. That's your chat link. Come on over. Hang out with the cool kids and enjoy this episode. On the program tonight, we are celebrating the year of 2012 with our best of top seven albums of 2012.
Whoop, whoop.
Woo.
And you're probably saying to yourself, Blake, why seven and not 10?
Yes. Why?
Yes, Blake, why? Or
because everybody does 10, and we only have seven spots for songs. No, I just wanted to be a little bit different. So, BJ, why don't you just tell us what we just heard?
Okay, we just heard album number seven. We're counting down, folks. So, that was Heinrich 13 and the Devilgrass Pickers. From the album 13, The Devil's Dozen, with Trouble Comes My Way, an excellent song off that album. And album number six, which was Old Sleeper, New Year's Poem, and that song was Got a Good Woman.
And I got a good woman, so I had to pick that one.
Don't we all?
So let's talk a little bit about the Heinrich 13, The Devilgrass Pickers. Again, the album is 13, The Devil's Dozen. I should have done 13, top 13 albums. We'd be we'd be here all fucking night, though.
Yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow.
But no, in my opinion, it was a really good album, and you know, it really, yeah, you know, overseas, they a lot of times, you know, they pick up our stuff, but Heinrich and the guys really make it their own. It's a party CD, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would totally agree. And just the last song and all the extras that were thrown in there. There's some great songs just in the secret song on that album.
Yeah.
So congratulations. I don't know if bands will be happy that they're on our top seven list, but you know. And then Old Sleepers. I mean, that's a great album. It's raw. That's what I like about it the most. It's just a raw album, you know.
Right. Old Sleeper does more good stuff in his basement at 4 a.m. than I do in my whole house all day long.
Yeah. He's an amazing guy. I love him to death.
So, congratulations to Olds and tell him.
Sex with him.
Oh, I do not.
You want to have sex with Old Sleeper?
No.
Come on. Just fess up to it right now. BJ won't get mad.
He's a very dear friend. I would not want to do that.
I was just kidding her.
To my dear, good friend, Olds.
Because she's nasty.
She's like, when I get done with you, you won't be my friend. Mm. You will be scared of this shit. Uh-huh. Well, I want to thank.
Why do you want to boink me?
I want to thoink you. It's different.
Yes. That's where he puts his thumb in your butt.
And I don't trim my fingernail.
Right.
No, but I want to thank everybody for coming out of the chat room. Again, one more time. If you're listening on Mixlr, head on over to silentstormradio.com. Click on the green link to the chat and join us. It's a good time. There's about 100,000 people in there right now.
Yep.
So... We have a new game now, and this was inspired from the last episode that we did when we won our trip to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I don't think Coley is. Coley, would you rather play this or would you rather?
It really doesn't matter to me. It doesn't.
She just said she's no good at this kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be between you and Beej.
Well, I think she's just nervous.
She's nervous. Yeah. Once you hear us do it, then you'll be fine.
Well, maybe if we do a shot of sake. We actually were dropped off a bottle of sake tonight.
Oh. Well, you want to do a shot real quick and I can fill the time?
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
All right. I have my stopwatch ready. And what this game is called, it's called the Prank Call Survival Game. We're going to pick a number, and we're going to call that number. And the object is to stay on the phone as long as possible Now, if you stay on 0 to 2 minutes, it's an F. 2 to 4 minutes is a D. 4 to 5 minutes is a C. 5 to 6 is a B. And 6 plus minutes with entertaining content, it's an A.
Okay.
All right. And the phone numbers were pre-designated. BJ did not volunteer to go first, but...
Yeah, I don't know how much I like this going first thing.
Do you want me to go first?
I fail miserably.
Do you want me to go first?
No, I can go.
All right. Should we tell the folks you're going to call?
I don't know. It's up to you.
All right. We're going to call the AutoZone in Folsom, California. And again, I will turn the stopwatch on once the phone is answered. And BJ will go try to keep the phone call going as long as possible without getting hung up on.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. And here we go. I'll put myself on mute.
You're on mute, too.
Thank you for calling AutoZone. This is Nathan.
Hey, how's it going? What time are you guys open till down there? Holy shit.
Did they hang up on you?
Yeah.
Let's try it again.
That's
bullshit. That's not even fair. Okay, that didn't seem to work very well. You want to try a different number? Yeah, let's try a different number. I really thought this was going to go a little bit better. I wonder if he had caller ID. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, they could.
All right, we'll try another one.
This could be a mega fail.
On IBWIP? Never.
All right.
Here's your options. You got Priceline, Walgreens, or Kroger's 1-800 number. I don't know if it's still open, but
I've never been to a Kroger's.
Oh, it's a grocery store.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Type in the old number. This is what you do on the fly. All right. Here we go.
Thank you for calling 1-800 Kroger's. Para español. Oprima el 7. For recall information, please press 9.
Beep!
For pharmacy information, please press 1. To order flowers for worldwide delivery, please press 2. For shopping services such as gift cards, orders for fundraising certificates, or deli and bakery orders, please press 3. For
I guess you're ordering from a bakery.
Please hold while we transfer your call.
Thank you for calling the Kroger Gift Card Customer Service Center. For English, please press 1.
Para español, por favor, oprima el número 2.
Thank you for calling the Kroger Gift Card Customer Service Center. For English, please press 1.
Para español, por
I'm sorry, but that is an invalid entry. Please try again. Thank you for calling the
Fuck this game. Hold on. I'm running out of numbers.
Why don't you try yours, Blake?
Okay. All right. All right. You might want to mute yourselves there.
We will.
Should test out numbers before we do this.
Good evening, Lion's Den.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. What time are you guys open till?
We are open 24/7.
24/7?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do some Christmas shopping for my wife. Do you have like Christmassy kind of holiday stuff or?
It depends what you're looking for.
Well, something, you know, inappropriate. I don't know. I don't even know what to get her because she's kind of bashful. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to spice things up a little bit.
Well, we have all sorts of things here, so it just depends what you're looking for.
Okay, do you have, like, outfits?
Yes, we do have lingerie.
Okay.
Hello.
Huh?
I was talking to a customer.
Oh. Do you have videos and, like, toys and stuff?
Yes, we
do. I've never been there, so I don't know what to do.
Yep, we have a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you have a great night. Bye.
I got a big F. I got bashful there. I only lasted 44 seconds. I didn't even get raunchy. She was too nice.
She was pretty nice.
I wanted her to be some sleazebag lady or something. Oh, fuck my mother. You want to try this or not?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We should have tried this before we actually went on air.
Well, you know what? I have an idea. All right. Let's try this one, and if it doesn't work, we'll go on to the next segment, but I have an idea. I think I know what the problem is. All right, hold on. What am I doing here? All right, so... All right. Here, you want to... Here, okay. We're going to give you Adam and Eve.
Okay.
It's the...
For calling Adam and Eve. For assistance in English, please press 1. To place an order or to change an existing order, press 1. For assistance with an order you have received, press 2.
2.
To check the status of an order you have not received.
Thank you for calling Adam and Eve. This is Nikki. How can I help you?
Hi, Nikki. I ordered something from you guys, and it doesn't quite work. Right. I tried to attach it to something else, and it really didn't work out very well.
They hung up on you, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That one was going to be good. I was going to talk about a dildo on a Sawzall.
This is bullshit.
This is.
What happened? She said, I don't know what she even said.
I don't know. It's like as soon as I start talking, maybe they're getting like internet mumbo jumbo.
Oh, you're calling Walmart, by the way. We'll try one more time. This is all the content I had.
What's up, I'm in a Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Hi. I actually bought something from you guys the other day, and I'd like to know if I could return it. It doesn't work quite right.
We got hung up on again.
They must be getting internet jumble or something.
I don't know. All right, well, we're going to play Would You Rather.
Woo!
Would you rather spend a whole week working on a podcast show to have an epic fail, or would you rather fuck a goat?
That one, I was going to return that KY warming stuff because it burns.
Hey, everybody in the chat, give me a phone number to call because this is bull crap. This is the whole only thing I had left. God damn it.
You probably have to call houses.
No, you can't call houses. We could get in trouble.
I got this.
Yeah, Blake, you better try it.
Maybe they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Priceline.com.
Please enter your Priceline request or itinerary number, followed by the pound or number sign now. This number can be found in email.
Thank you.
Please enter your Priceline request or
This is brutal.
Thank you.
Please enter your price.
Okay. I got one. Panera's Bread. Okay, we're going to call Panera's Bread. Hey, you want to do Panera's Bread and have a yeast infection?
Why don't you try it? Because I guess they're not hearing me or something.
I could try. I can say it was moldy or something.
Okay. Okay. You're on.
And no.
Fail.
This is the worst episode of IBWIP ever. Christmas is right around the corner, folks. BJ, Coley, what are you guys doing for Christmas?
I am getting a big stovepipe hat and running around like Mr. Scrooge all through the town. Naked. Nothing but a stovepipe hat. It's the thing to do.
It's what all the cool kids are doing?
Yeah.
Coley?
I'm going to run around the streets naked with the Santa hat on. And maybe I'll get a little...
nipple tassels.
Nipple tassels with the red and the white fuzzy stuff. No underwear.
So are you going to give BJ some noogie noogie?
I don't know. It depends on if he's naughty or nice.
I think you'd rather him be naughty, right?
Yeah. That way I can smack him around a little bit.
I'm getting Coley duct taped for Christmas.
What the fuck? Hey, Tawny, your phone number didn't work. Have you ever seen us do such an epic fail? Ever?
And I had some good material lined up, too.
The only one we got through, and I choked on it. Literally. And I invented the fucking game, and I choked on it.
I think Gil is right. I think we do have to tell people they're being recorded.
Hey. Shush. It worked for the, what were they called?
Crank Yankers.
The Crank Yankers and what was the ones that recorded?
Thank you for calling Folsom Sport Clips.
Hey, what time are you open till?
We're open till 8 o'clock.
How much is it for a haircut?
It's 18 for regular haircut. Kids and seniors, it's 14.
Do you guys do waxing?
No.
Oh, shit. Do you do hair coloring?
No, we just do haircuts.
Just do hair. Don't you guys know how to do the other stuff?
Well, we just don't do that here.
Oh. You have to have a license to do all the other stuff, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a place that has all the sports TV shows, right? Are on?
Yeah, we have sports on.
Do you like to watch sports?
I do, yeah.
So, do you pay attention to the TV while you're cutting people's hair?
No, because that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Right on. All right, well, hey, you have a good Christmas.
Okay, you too.
Blake, you didn't even ask her if she should shave your ass.
I just kept thinking I was going to say Tawny's name on accident and she'd get fired. Fuck me. This is stupid. You guys want to hear some music?
Yeah, yes. Let's go into music and regroup here.
How about... Just Towns Earl.
Whoa, 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 Blake, we need to call that back.
What?
Tawny says that was Whitney. She's the hot tattooed one.
Oh, all right, hold on. Well,
no, don't call it back. I'm just kidding. let's let this sleeping dog lie.
Oh, fuck my mother. Okay, here we go. Go ahead, Coley. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Did Liam just say that? Did Liam just say what I think he said?
Liam, go to your room. It's time for bed anyway.
The show is going so bad that Liam was trying to save it by cussing.
Anyway, how about Justin Towns Earl? Nothing's going to change the way I feel about you. Oh, wait, that's the album, right?
Yeah.
I'm awful. Moving On is the name of the song.
And that's what we're going to do on this show.
And then that will be followed by Mr. Lone Wolf Ohm, Bruno, off of A Walk in My Paws, and that would be Can Catfish Blues.
Yes, no, Justin Towns Earl's album Nothing's Going to Change the Way I Feel About You is coming in at number 5 on the IBWIP Top 12 Albums of the Year. I know it's stretching it. He's about a hipster now. He's so close, but he's an amazing songwriter, and we cannot take that away from him. I think the whole album is really, really good. The songwriting is awesome, and, of course, his voice is amazing. And I don't know about you guys, but Lone Wolf is the man. So
yes,
he is.
And for me, A Walk in the... I mean, when you hear a Lone Wolf song, I mean, it's just, like, musically, what he's doing with the banjo is badass. And then when you see him live and see he's doing all that stuff by all of stuff himself, total badass.
Yeah, yep. It just wants to... Every time I hear everything from him, I just want to get down and dirty and just, like, just move. Like, you just want to keep moving, whether it's clapping, tapping your feet, or just shaking your ass. It don't matter.
You cannot listen to A Walk in My Paws without getting funky. And doing the dishes, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, folks. This horrible segment of It Burns When I Pee, unlike any other epic fail ever, is sponsored by Valtrex. Don't let that blister on your weenie ruin her sausage. Oh, I said it wrong. I'm sorry.
Bam!
Don't let that blister on your wiener ruin her sausage dinner. Use Valtrex at the first sign of herpes outbreak. Remember, there's no cure, so keep it to yourself. Oh, what a horrible, horrible evening.
Thank God it's over, this segment.
Well, I woke up wondering where I sat, just like I always do. Well, I 80 up ahead, laid out like a lazy bitch on a Sunday afternoon. Well, we're 30 miles from Cleveland, ain't stopping, ain't even passing through. Well, tonight we'll stop in Pittsburgh, but Philly's where we're going to. Well, I talked to my mom today, she seems like she's doing fine. Tell her I've been getting sick again, we both pretend we don't know why. She says one more drop of rain, she swears we'll all be drowned alive. Then she asks me how my father's been, and we both pretend we don't know why. I got a friend upstate, he's got a place where I can get away from it all. Oh, but I don't know if I could take it, boys, I just can't stand myself alone. Well, now 30 years of runs left me standing with my back to the cold. And it's left me most days wondering if I've ever really learned a thing at all. But I'm trying to move on, I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on, trying to move on. Maybe I should go back to the night where it all began. Maybe I should trace my life back to the night when my folks first met. Maybe I could find the moment where my father broke my mother's heart in half. Or I could go back to New York City and just learn to live with that baby. But I'm trying to move on, I'm trying to move on, baby. I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to move on. Oh.
Unaffiliated.
That's right, folks. Like the boy said, you can come on over to www.silentstormradio.com, and once you're there, you're right there on our live page where you hear us play some fine tunes and you listen to us yap your ear off. And then if you look above that, we have a bunch of tabbies that has a calendar page, and that shows you any special events that we are going to be having. And there's also a show page, which shows you descriptions of the shows and their times. And then we also, last but not least, have a contact page where you can get a hold of us and let us know how we are doing and give us feedback. We love your feedback. I should know.
Yes, this is Lone Wolf One Man Band. And when I lift my leg, it burns when I pee. You listening to IBWIP, bitches.
Heading down to the river, oh, that old St. John. Gotta get to the catfish territory, crack a swan. When I got on down there, down at the Bay Road, getting out by gators, a lily bed hopping toads.
Message deleted. Next message.
I am so glad you are enjoying that Rachel Brook vinyl record that I dropped off to you today. I just want you to think about this. As you spin that record on your record player, it touched my body in a very inappropriate place. just a little something to keep in the back of your head. Enjoy the record as much as I did. The Mailman.
Hi, this is Rachel Brooke, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee.
He's a hitman, she's a queen. He's a hitman, she's a killer stream. He's a hitman, she's a queen. He's a hitman, she's a killer stream.
Here I go again, baby, one more time. I took another big man home where I cried and I cried. It's taken me all my life, but now I realize I ain't nothing but a killer's dream in a killer's mind. I got no sympathy for all the things that you said.
Guido's House Crack, Guido speaking.
Yes, Guido, this is Blake, and I'm on suicide watch right now.
Oh, God, not another episode 15.
The revenge of the death. All right, here we go.
I know.
Okay.
I thought you, when you said, okay, here we go, I thought you meant you had something following that I was supposed to wait for. Sorry. All right, everybody, that was album number 3, Rachel Brooke.
Oh, hold on. IBWIP, the most horrible podcast ever. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Tawny K from Trailer Park Romance Radio.
Hi, Tawny, how are you?
Hi, I called in to volunteer.
Volunteer for what?
I'm volunteering for BJ to crank call me. Just hand the phone on over to BJ, and he can crank call me right now.
Okay, here we go. BJ, you're on.
Nobody would talk to BJ, and I feel bad about that. Go on, BJ. Crank call me, honey.
How are you doing tonight?
Go on.
I do.
Oh, I can't hear him.
Son of a bitch. Hello? Nobody can hear me, Blake.
Can you hear me? Tawny, what? Can you hear me?
Is he not talking to me because he doesn't like me or something?
No, you can't.
I'm starting to get offended.
He can't hear. You can't hear him. That's the whole problem here.
Oh, God.
I don't understand.
It sounds like you're hanging out with Snidely Whiplash. Who is laughing like that?
It's me. I obviously, you can't hear BJ and Coley. You obviously can't hear them. That's why people hung up on
them. Are you doing the show by yourself?
I no. But they
you
are.
Got sock puppets there. You're calling Blake and BJ and Coley. Are you calling them? They're your sock puppets.
I need something. Well, obviously we found the problem. So, Tawny, thank you very much for showing us the problem. And that's what happens when you do live radio, which probably will never happen again after this.
Well, at least we found the problem, honey. I'm glad I could help.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that kind of...
I knew there had to be a problem after, what, 4 hang-ups?
That's what it was. I wonder why. I don't think we'll ever do the prank survival game, prank call survival game ever again.
No, not until we figure out a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, we were talking about Rachel Brooke.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic album.
It has to be my favorite album from her yet.
Definitely. I think she's progressed every album, and she's done something a little different on every album. But this one, she blew it wide open.
Yeah. I mean, the first album with Wolves on it, it's very raw.
Yeah, which, I love that one, too.
Oh, yeah, I love that album. Down in the Barnyard was a little bit more produced, and it had some great tunes on it. But this one, she goes all the way through the musical spectrum.
Yeah, like just all the different instruments that were used and everything just made it like in-your-face greatness.
Yes, definitely. So, congratulations to Rachel Brooke for the number 3 album on the IBWIP charts. Yay! And just a little plug here. Next week, the 28th or 29th, the episode with her, interview with her will be coming out. So,
yay!
I'm sure she's going to be like, oh, God, why did I do this show? So, well, we have no fan feedback because our fans are lazy fucking assholes.
You guys could have gave us some,
like, Merry Christmas, bitch, or something. Right. You know, what the hell?
You guys could have gave us some show content tonight.
Because I have absolutely nothing. The only thing I can do is play Would You Rather.
Fuck it, let's do it.
Fuck it, let's do it?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Would You Rather. This is...
the game I always lose.
Do you want to play the clean version or dirty version?
Why would we do a clean version of anything?
Exactly. All right, folks, we're going to play an impromptu of Would You Rather. Now, the rules are very simple. When your app doesn't even... My life is horrible right now. The app isn't even working. This is what happens. I give Coley and BJ a scenario. They ask questions pertaining to it. Then they make a decision, and then I vote on who wins. All whoop, right. Whoop. So,
let's do this shit,
Coley. Just for a few moments, what do you hate about this game? Because you're very good at it, you always win.
I don't hate it. I always thought it was fun. Oh wait, this game is so horrible. I hate having to think of all this other crazy shit, and it's gay.
Whoa.
Hey, watch the gay stuff.
I don't know.
Okay, well, since my app isn't even working.
Shannon had a good point.
All right, here we go. What is it?
Shannon had a good point in chat. He said, I'd rather listen to the crank call episode than, or is it, would you rather listen to the crank call episode or episode 15?
It's
crank
still.
Call episode.
All right, here we go. Would you rather pee every time you stand up or poop every time you sit down? BJ, we'll open the floor for your questions first.
I already do poop every time I sit down. Nicole can attest to that.
Yeah.
But, okay, do I get money for either?
Well, that's your go-to question.
That is my go-to question.
You do get $25 a gallon for the urine, and you get 15 cents a ton for your poop.
Okay. Wow.
That's a lot of fucking poop. Okay, my question, I guess. Okay. Do we have to be clothed if we stand up to pee?
You are able to wear a diaper, but you can't wear any pants. You have to just wear the diaper, or you can wear pants with no diaper.
Okay.
So you have your choice.
Oops, I crap my pants.
Can I field another question, or BJ, do you have another one?
Go ahead, if you have one right off the top of your head. Please.
Now, when you are talking about...
You should ask a question.
When you're talking...
Yeah, I mean, you can go... Hey, Coley, the rules are you can go ahead and ask a question anytime you want.
Okay. Where do you sit down to poop? Are you, like, sitting on your butt in a chair, or... The actual porcelain god.
It's every time you sit down. No, like if you sit down at a table at a restaurant, you're gonna shit. You're gonna take a poop.
Oh, okay. So now I understand. I'm a little slow. Oh, if you haven't noticed already. So every time that I stand up, after I'm up from pooping, I'll piss.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's just sucky.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Now, everybody knows your pipes don't work quite right after sex, if you're a guy.
Right.
So, say, you know, you stand up right after sex, right after, you know, coitus, if you will. And do you still pee after that?
Yeah, and it's just like when you pee with a boner. I mean, it goes all over everywhere. So, you can't spray it in the bucket to make your money. It's just going to go all over everywhere because you always have that boner pee that kind of just sprays everywhere.
Yeah, where you got to kind of lean, like put your hand on the wall and kind of lean into it to try to hit the bowl.
Because you can't like put your hand on it, because you have to bend it down, and it hurts too bad to bend it down. So
yeah, that's why you pee in the sink.
I always stand about 5 feet from it and just go for it.
See, you ladies want to stand up and pee. You don't realize how hard this whole standing up to pee thing is.
I can't say nothing because after you pee after having sex. As a girl, it kind of sprays around a little bit.
Why do you think that is?
Is it
just like the leftover cum in your canal?
No, it's a totally different hole, dude.
Oh. Well, it's the same. The cum, the sperm is coming out the same as the pee on a guy. I just thought it was the same thing.
No. We have three holes, man.
You have three holes?
Mm-hmm. The pee hole, the vagina hole, and the butthole.
And the pee hole's in, like, kind of inside, like, around the vagina hole, but haven't you ever explored down there, Blake?
I just keep my eyes closed.
And you can count four holes if you count the mouth.
Vagina 1, vagina 2, and vagina 3, as I like to call them. Or yapper, crapper, or snapper.
We totally went off subject.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Blake.
No, that's fine. It's...
You seem mad.
No, not at all. I'm livid about this whole thing. Not just this segment.
Dude, I would be livid. I actually had fun. Fails are fun. But anyway,
that's what I tell all the girls I have sex with.
Right. You start laughing afterwards and go, ha, 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 ha. I was just joking with you.
That's not really how I do it. I don't try to put it in your ear.
Ask if you can hear me coming.
Nice.
What other questions do I have? This whole poop and peeing thing.
Okay, I do have another question. Go ahead, Beach.
No, go ahead. All right.
Does your poop stink still if you sit down and poop every time you poop? Sit down.
It is the most atrocious thing you've ever heard. The stench will just make your eyes water, and it'll make you just want to vomit constantly, and the people around you as well.
Now, does your pee smell like asparagus?
No, it smells like whatever you drink primarily. So yours, it would smell like PBR. Mine would smell like Mountain Dew.
Ooh. Trying to think of anything else.
All this pee and poo talk is making my stomach want to go poop.
All right. Do you want me to close the floor? And
Yeah.
Okay. I have my decision made.
All right. Cold Beer Coley, would you rather every time you pee, every time you stand up, or poop every time you sit down?
Well, since I don't even like passing gas in public, I would go with the stand up and pee.
All right. Good choice.
It's even warm when you're in the wintertime, and then it's refreshing and cool after it goes down your leg when the wind breezes over.
All right. BJ, would you rather pee, stand, or poop, sit?
Okay. Well, since I'm going to be wrong anyway, I look at it. Here's my thing. I already shit every time I sit down pretty much. So I'm going to go with I want to pee every time I stand up.
Congratulations, BJ. You are wrong again. Winner is Cold Beer Coley. She gets 2 points.
I suck at this game.
We picked the same thing.
I gave you bonus points. You guys were tied, but I gave you bonus points because during your questioning, you actually at one time thought you did both of these at the same time. Like, the way you asked a question, you made it seem like you pooped every time you sat down and you peed every time you stood up. So,
yeah,
you were thinking outside the box.
Oh, okay.
And this game should be entitled, BJ Always Loses.
Hey, I'm just trying to get you laid.
It's fine.
I'm there for you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, the IBWIP schedule, we'll kind of go through it a little bit here. We just released last week.
Don't worry about it, Blake. Nobody's going to listen ever again after this.
Right, exactly. we released the Lone Wolf OMB performance and interview on episode 77. It's also available on our Pia Vision page on YouTube. It's a awesome. He plays a couple songs and then we interview him. It was a great time. That came out on the 14th. This show might. This show might come out on the 21st, or it might actually accidentally get deleted and become the lost episode. And on the 28th of December, we'll have the Rachel Brooke interview. We play a couple of songs off the new album, as well as some of my old favorites. January is looking the 4th. We're not going to have a show. We're going to be on vacation. The 11th, we're going to do Pee Wee Moore, or no. I think on the 11th, we're going to do a live one. On January 18th, Pee Wee Moore interview, and then we're going to go from there. So,
cool.
Check out these fine shows. Also, you can download episode 15 at any time at IBWIP.com. So what do you want for Christmas? Oh, my God, that's an ugly picture.
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah, I think the fans would like to know, just in case they're planning on buying us presents, we should probably let them know what some of the things that we want. I think we should each pick something we want the fans, you know, in case the fans are going to buy us something.
I want a kilt.
Do you have a size? I mean, how do those come?
They come like your jean sizes.
All right, what size do you wear?
I'm not going to divulge that.
But well, you have to.
I don't think if they bought you one, I don't think you would, there's anywhere in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania that you could return it and get a different one. Do you remember Paul? Paul from Scotland, he used to call in all the time.
Yeah, he stopped listening because we're losers. But
sent me a fan feedback one day.
I want a kilt, and if anybody's actually interested, it's on my Facebook right now.
So go to bjchristie.facebook.
And just look up my kilt, and it's called like Irish Revenge or something. And I want the pockets, the pleats, the whole nine yards, and I want the little sack that you wear, you know, to keep your coin purse.
Oh, with the trestle thingies on the what do you call those? Tassels.
Yeah, like the tassel things on them. And I want the one that sits over your junkle area, just in case like somebody throws a ball or something. And
All right. So, folks, get on that if you want to help out. BJ, Coley, Christmas is right around the corner. What do you want the fans to bring you?
Diamonds and pearls.
Whoa. Kind of think about the kind of... Think about...
I was just joking. I really don't know. Maybe a new computer that I can actually do shit with, or a tablet or something of those sorts, I guess.
All right. So for all our rich fans out there, if you could get Colbert a new laptop.
You know, the one that has the flip top, too. You know, you can turn it into a tablet. That would be perfect.
All right. And we can, you can email her at coldbeer@ibwip.com to get her shipping address. And I think what I want is show content. I just want some show content. Oh, no. I just want folks to keep listening and understand that once every 3 years, there's just once every three years, there's an atrocious show, and that's what we've got ourselves today. So, should we go on to album number two? Because I'm sure everybody is anxiously awaiting for number one.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, me just totally screwing up the 5-year anniversary show wasn't a bad show.
No, that was awesome. Listening to you completely drunk talking about things that we talked about an hour later. It's awesome.
And then putting yourself up on the cross and bitching at us for interrupting you when you interrupt us the whole time. I also want peace on earth.
A goodwill toward
you. Bacon, beer, and boobs for all.
Really, the only thing I do want for Christmas from all our fans is to be kind to one another. And not be stupid assholes like...
Be kind.
And here is our number two album of the year. Psy with Gungan Style. Just because Blake likes Asians.
No, but really, our number two album is Mr. Joe Huber, Tongues of Fire with Iron Rail.
And for me, like, not only... I'm a big lyrics guy, and so lyrics... have quite a bit of effect on me whether I like an album or not. But one thing I also like about Joe's album is it's got a rhythm to it. The whole, you know, the songs don't sound the same, but there's an even rhythm. It just kind of goes through the album. So it's not like you're going from one song to the next. It just seems... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Joe's a really good, great guy. And I think out of the 357 guys, you know, he's really making the biggest splash with both his albums that he's put out. But well, this Tongue of Fire, it was a great album for me.
It was, and both albums were kind of, they were in the same line, I think, but they were very different. Like, the first one was like more of a...
What you talking about, Willis?
A downbeat type of thing, and this one was more...
Upbeat, yeah. Definitely.
So I think it was great.
I like it a lot.
All right, before we play the song, I want to remind everybody that this segment of It Burns on IP was sponsored by Monistat. Ladies, it is not a treat to ferment beer in your snatch. You can't cure that bread maker with a shot or a patch. Use Monistat 3-day treatment to cure your itch. This is IBWIP, as sad as it may be. We'll be right back. Here is Joe Huber with the number two album of 2012.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hello, Blake. I hope you're enjoying your record as much as I did. I'm sorry for the delay in it getting delivered to you, but, you know, this time of year, the mail is, you know, we get a little backed up with the mail. It's, you know, Christmas cards and cookie tins getting shipped to people and, you know, and people who order records that, you know, They get delayed because of the time of season. But I'm sure that red record is very, very festive, spinning on your turntable. So like I said, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I did. Have a good night.
Hey, all you fine people. This is Joseph Huber, and you are listening to Hib Whip, which only us secret knowers of truth know as It Burns When I Pee.
Thank you.
End of message. To delete message, deleted. Next message.
Hello, Blake. Just calling to touch base, make sure you haven't been having any problems with your mail lately. I've been trying my hardest to get it to you on time, and it's the holiday season, and I just, you know, mail can be slow. Just want to make sure you're getting all your Christmas cards and all your bills. I'm making sure I leave them promptly for you, so that way we don't have any more problems like what we had with your Rachel Brook album. I'm really sorry I took so long to get that to you, but I couldn't help but hold on to it for another day. So if you have any problems with your mail again, please don't hesitate to call me or your local post office. I'm so happy you're so understanding about that whole ordeal. So enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll make sure you have all your mail tomorrow. But remember, there's no mail on Sundays. So take that into consideration. Goodbye, Blake.
End. Message deleted. End of messages. Check erased messages. Press 1-9.
Hello there, sir.
Hello. How are you?
I am good.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
How's it going, folks?
It's going.
Okay.
Cheers.
What?
Turkey sandwich.
Turkey sandwich, man. Turkey sandwich.
All righty.
Someday I'll have to tell you what a turkey sandwich is, Blake.
Okay. All right, Coley, start her off here. Oh, shit. Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second. Hold on. Just one second. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, sure. Yeah, have a seat. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Santa!
Santa!
How are you all doing this evening? Ho, ho, ho. Don't be scared, BJ. I've been watching you, and you've been very, very nice this year.
Santa,
fuck,
you
is
have...
that elf in here?
Santa, yeah, you don't have one of them creepy fucking elves in my house, do you, Santa?
Oh, I don't think you should use that kind of language with old jolly old Saint Nick.
Santa, you watch me masturbate, so guess what?
Actually, that's when I close my eyes, but I do watch Coley. Ho, 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 ho.
Hey! You should join in sometime, Santa.
Maybe
it
you
might
should
be fun.
Maybe
that
you should
beard and all.
Maybe you should whisper my name once in a while. Yeah, BJ, you think you give a good beard ride. A little Coley, come on over here.
Oh my.
That's just gross, Santa. You're old. You got old hairy balls.
But he'll give me a magical, wonderful time.
I can do a lot of things. All this, I don't know where that voice came from.
Hey!
There's a lot of things I can do with my magic dust.
You are so gross, Santa. No wonder you have to stay up at the North Pole because you're not allowed within 500 feet of any children.
Only when they're sleeping in their beds.
You sicko.
Aww.
No. I shouldn't attack Santa like this.
That was just wrong.
I'm sorry, Santa.
That's okay. I understand. You're a little bitter.
I'm jealous of Santa's big, burly, white beard.
Yeah, that's not the only thing that's big and burly, young lady.
Oh, my.
Well, this has been a great show. I think Blake just slit his wrists, so I'm taking over the show.
Santa, could you please tell him that up? Train tracks, not crosswalks.
Yes. Oh, he knows that.
Okay. Okay.
Doing it across does not do it for you. You know, there's one time that one of my elves wanted to commit suicide. Do you want to hear about that?
Sure. It sounds like a delightful story.
Well, he listened to episode 15 of It Burns When I Pee, and by the end of it, he slit his little elfy wrists.
Oh, Santa, I'm sorry. You should probably stop listening to this raunchy, podcast.
Raunchy.
In the North Pole, this is what we call a reindeer wreck. Oh,
ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ninch.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, go ahead.
Are you going to come to my house, Santa?
I cannot disclose that information, but if Coley sleeps on the couch, you never know.
I'll put her under the tree for you. Screw the milk and cookies.
I'll screw them, too. I'll eat them while I'm screwing her.
What do you prefer, red, green, or blue bow?
That's a very good question. You know, Mrs. Claus, for many years, the night before Christmas Eve, would always give me that one time a year where a man can stick it in a woman's hole that's not supposed to go in. And she always wore...
like the backseat of a Volkswagen?
In her ass.
Oh.
And she always used to wear a red bow. Now, I've seen that caboose for many, many years now, and I don't want to be associated with that. Let's go with green.
Have you ever tied a bow around your shaft and tool bag so you last longer?
Well, I don't actually make the toys. I wouldn't have a tool bag.
I'm talking to your balls, Santa.
Oh, you young kids nowadays. Back when I was a boy, we called that the leather coin purse.
I bet it really does look like a leather coin purse now. Or a bag of gold.
You know, with the economy the way it is, I think there's going to be many, many children that are going to be disappointed this year. Because, you know, Santa's getting up there in age, and the elves are killing themselves off as we speak. The reindeers have all gotten girls knocked up, and, you know, they've been divorced, and now they're paying so much child support. But we're going to do what we can this year, folks. And the best Christmas present I could think to give to the listeners is the number one album of 2012, the IBWIP number one album. What do you think, folks?
I want an ostrich or a cowboy that rides an ostrich. Okay, I'll take the number one album.
That's the most ridiculous present. You could not use that for anything. BJ?
What about a train with square wheels?
Or
Well, we took care of that. We got rid of the retarded elf that was making those.
Or a Charlie in your box.
Coley's going to have a Charlie in her box on Christmas Eve. My
singer.
Mrs. Claus used to call it Charlie.
I would like some calamity cubes.
Calamity cubes? Well, let me tell you, young lady, since you've been such a good little girl, and that's what I'm going to call you, a little girl. I think that's what we're going to do with Calamity Cubes' new album, Old World's Ocean. It's such a savory, savory, mystical journey. What do you guys think of the album?
Love it.
Awesomeness.
I don't.
Up in a bow.
I don't think that there's one song on there that is not good.
Nope.
Very, very true statement, Santa.
And for me, you know, because I have had an alcohol problem for a long time. That's why my nose and cheeks are so red.
And you smoke a pipe.
Oh, I smoke a pipe, all right. Chiba chiba.
And meth. That's how you deliver all those toys that quick.
You're damn... BJ, have you been up spying on me?
Yeah. Well, you watch me masturbate, I watch you.
Well, I forgot we were supposed to do this before we announced it, but we'll do it right now. I'm sorry, I'm new at this.
That was the longest drum roll ever.
That was the wrong drum roll, even.
you had the kettle drums. Start it over.
All right, let me see if I can do this right for a change. I suck at podcasting. The number one album of the year 2012. The Calamity Cubes with Ocean, Old Oceans. Oh, God damn it. This is a fucking train wreck. I'm going to shoot myself, too. Fuck you, little kids. You're not getting shit because I'm going to be dead.
The Polar Express just derailed. We killed Creepy Tom Hanks.
We've lost 11 listeners in 4 minutes. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
But in all serious, folks, the Calamity Cubes, their new album, Old World Ocean, it's probably one of the greatest albums I've ever heard. And people say that I'm biased, but I don't think that you can go wrong with this album. And there's a special, special song that I want to give a message to everyone out there with. The song on the album that we're going to play is called Salvation. And if you listen to it, you will see what I mean. We are all a family. We all need to stick together. We need to look out for one each other. This music has brought us together, and we need to not do shitty podcasts anymore, and we need to celebrate such wonderful music.
Yay!
No truer words have been spoken, Santa.
Well, thank you very much, and for Blake, who I do believe has completely bled to death, I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Here is the Calamity Cubes, 2012 IBWIP Album of the Year. They're probably so embarrassed right now.
Psst, Santa!
What?
Can I come and sit on your lap?
You won't be able to sit down once I get done with you.
Oh, ho, ho!
My...
Good night, everyone.
Night, all. Merry Christmas.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
What's up? This is Joey with the Calamity Cubes. Hi from Seattle. You're listening to itburnswhenip.com. And thank you, Blake, for another year of spreading the gospel and putting the word out on underground music everywhere. The Calamity Cubes, myself, and everybody that's ever listened to your show is fucking stoked. Thanks, man. Later.
Words in stone, it's out of love from my brother. our promised land.
Okay, so I'm testing out this new audio recording app. What do you think of it, Molly?
I think it's awesome.
We're sitting here laying in bed, half naked. Anything come to mind in particular?
I am tired.
So, for the guys out there, when a woman says, I'm tired, what does that really mean?
It means give me a kiss and go to bed.
Are you sure that's what that means?
Yep, sure does.
So what is it like laying in bed next to the podcasting god?
Well, tonight it's pretty hard because usually I'm all over you, but I'm so tired. But it's pretty damn awesome. I mean, I could not be anywhere different.
Is he as funny in day-to-day life as he is on the show?
He's frickin' tabulous funny. He is constantly saying stuff to make me laugh.
Now, hasn't there been a couple of times where you actually thought your appendix burst because he was being so funny?
Oh, and there was that one time I peed my pants.
Have you ever not found him funny?
Never. Ever. Okay, maybe on one or two occasions, but that's it.
So, do you find yourself intimidated by him and his fame?
No.
Okay, that's a pretty extensive. Can you elaborate?
Not at all.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and stay cool.
You too.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.